then, whether you are changing diapers or leading a big team meeting, there's a new book that's going to remind you that fatherhood, well, it's not a detour from greatness. Tyler Blansky knows how this feels, and in his new book, Find Your Fight, Rugged Wisdom for Faithful Dads Who Refuse to Settle, he talks more about how, well, you can be great right where you are. Tyler's joining us today to tell us more about his book. Good morning, Tyler.
Good morning, Brenda. Thank you for the warm welcome. I'm glad to join you today.
Well, this is great. Find Your Fight. It seems like every day in society for dads, it is a battle, and it is a battle between good and evil, and dads are trying to lead their families and their children into the glory of God's light. I want to talk more about this book because you get real, you know, focused on the role of the father in both the workplace and in his family. But first, introduce yourself to us, your family, and tell us about Minnesota Catholic.
Yes, thank you, Brenda. The Minnesota Catholic, I'm a publisher of a magazine that just brings Catholics together here in Minnesota. It's very family-focused, just a joyful monthly Catholic lifestyle magazine. I never thought I would get into magazines and publishing. In fact, before we became Catholic, I thought I was going to be an Anglican priest and went to seminary. And part of our story was just realizing, wow, we need to become Catholic. We need to be open to life. And before I knew it, I was up to my eyeballs in this vocation we call fatherhood.
I love how you said that, because you're referring to fatherhood as your vocation. Could you really see the hand of God guiding you towards this, going, it's not going to be in this direction, but over here, this is a different vocation that I want for you?
Yes. It was a surprise. I think, you know, it's not like with any young men, at some point I wanted to be a dad. But I grew up thinking that to follow Jesus, you had to be radical. And I thought it had to be urban. I didn't think it could be suburban. I didn't think it could look like having a home and a yard and a minivan and driving your kids to soccer practice. I thought it should be urban and kind of vagabond. And in my youth, I grew dreadlocks and wanted to fight homelessness and be an Anglican priest. And so somehow becoming Catholic led me to living what seemed like a pretty ordinary, some would even say boring, suburban life. And yet what I've been learning over the years, to my surprise, is this is anything but boring. In fact, this is actually where the rubber hits the road. And I wrote Find Your Fight just to encourage other men who might feel like they're tired or overwhelmed, just driving their kids everywhere, helping kids with homework, trying to squeeze a date night with their wives into the weekly calendar, something that they'd actually read, and it might give them a nudge to keep going.
Tyler Blansky is joining us today as we get ready to know more about his new book, Find Your Fight. Well, you get right into this book, Tyler, by talking about how there is this tension between being that grizzly bear kind of a person and then a teddy bear. Let's talk a little bit about this, because it does seem like depending on the moment is going to tell the world what kind of bear you're going to be.
Yes, I think thinking of a grizzly bear, when we think of sainthood, we think of people that really stand out with extraordinary, exceptional stories. I think of, you know, I watched a movie of St. Francis where he rejected his materialistic father who was running a business in a village, and he strips naked and runs into the forest to follow Christ. And as fathers, we just don't have the luxury of stripping naked and following St. Francis into the forest. We actually have to be more like St. Francis's father and actually build businesses and build homes and provide for our wives and children. It might not look like the life of a fierce grizzly bear. It might look soft and domesticated, but it's actually, I think, the front lines. Settling down is anything but settling. It's getting off the bench.
Tyler, did it feel like you were calming down, though, in a way that maybe was difficult for you? Because you had these great ideas of serving God and the homeless and just taking on the whole world, and that just shifting all that to focus on your wife and your family, was that a difficult thing for you to give up one dream for another?
That's a great question. Yes. And I tell the wild and stormy tale in Find Your Fight. In the opening chapters, I share how after we became Catholic, I was the DRE at a local Catholic parish. I loved it in many ways. It was my dream job, but I couldn't provide for my family. We couldn't afford braces or to go out to eat. And one day when our minivan broke down on the side of the road, and it was a hot summer day, my wife was just in tears. My kids were screaming in the back seat. That's the day I found my fight and realized I needed to, as a father, part of my vocation was strangely, almost ironically or paradoxically, not to do full-time ministry anymore, but to actually get to work doing something that might not have been interesting or fulfilling for me personally, but that would fulfill my role as a father. And that's when we left everything behind. We sold our home and used the equity to start a business. I would not recommend doing that. It was very stressful. But we moved into a small 700-square-foot apartment. It was in a rough neighborhood. And we lived on spaghetti and noodles for months and months while I built the business so that I could bring my family to a better place and become the dad I needed to be, providing for my family not only spiritually, but also just in the bare necessities of life.
Tyler, it does seem, though, in this world, and it almost sounds like the argument that many women have had to kind of work through in their own lives, where they have given up careers in order to be stay-at-home mothers, and they feel undervalued. Do you feel that in our culture now, fatherhood is being undervalued?
Absolutely. In many ways, a father is laughed at, looked down upon. People are very hesitant to praise fathers for what they do. In the book, Find Your Fight, I call them flyover saints, and it's kind of based on this idea. The book really is written for middle-aged men, most likely middle class in middle America, who are just stuck in the middle of everything. And I've really come to see that even if you're a middle-aged dad in the Midwest, you might be in a flyover state, but this is not a flyover opportunity to become the saint that God is calling you to be. It might not look radical. You might not be homeless and traveling or be a missionary to Africa or trying to climb Mount Everest or some other distant hill. But right here with driving your kids to piano practice and trying to pick up some groceries on the way home from work, that's where Christ forms us and is actually building his church.
The book is titled Find Your Fight, Rugged Wisdom for Faithful Dads Who Refuse to Settle. It is available through Ave Maria Press. The author, Tyler Blansky, joining us with me as we open up this book a little bit. Well, let's talk about the book and what people are going to find in it. I love these chapter titles. Babies Broke Me, Why I Mow the Lawn, and Our Lady of the Grasshoppers. Dive into this book a little bit with us and tell us what readers are going to be able to find.
Yes, absolutely. Find Your Fight, it's not a parenting book. For most men, the raw experience of fatherhood, especially in the early years with babies and toddlers, it's only marginally related to parenting hacks. The daily, lived boots-on-the-ground experience of being a dad as a vocation is more a question of providing for your family by getting up early, going to work, making money, seeking to keep that spark alive in your marriage and the romance going as the years plod on, and really working to build friendships with other dads who are also going through their 30s or 40s or 50s and are up against some of the same challenges that you are. And then fatherhood also, way beyond just parenting, just hurdles a man into a thousand different civic responsibilities that all dads do, whether it's coaching Little League, mowing the lawn, volunteering for a pancake breakfast, helping to fund the new parish roof. So the book, a lot of nonfiction will be one topic that you can read in the introduction, and then every chapter kind of proves the point. I wanted Find Your Fight. It's a small paperback. I wanted it to be wonderful to hold, easy to read, and beautiful to have at your bedside, but where every chapter would be fresh and different, coming at this from a totally different angle, and really unexpected approaches.
Oh, I encourage all of our listeners, what a great book for every dad in your life. And just, you know, have that that gift available to give them. Tyler, this is a great book. There is so much more in the pages. I encourage our readers to check it out. Where can people find a copy of her book and read more about Minnesota Catholic?
You know, I would encourage folks to go right to Ave Maria Press's website. And you can just type in Find Your Fight. It's great to support Ave Maria. You can also go to Amazon and grab it there. If you want to connect with me, I love hearing stories and swapping tales. My website's just tylerblansky.com, and I try to write everyone back promptly, and I love the connections that happen not only here at home but abroad.
Oh, well, fantastic. It is a great book. It is sure to be a favorite for fathers, and I appreciate your time today, Tyler.
Brenda, thank you so much.